Welcome back to the Why Not podcast, Spill the Tea. I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Darby.
And if you're new here, welcome.
Hola. And if you're returning,
we appreciate you.
Why? Why do you do this to yourself?
Yeah, that too.
I feel like the more we go on with these episodes, I just keep going, why? But, you know, we appreciate it a lot.
Just here entertaining ourselves, and you're just in on it.
Friend group. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I don't either. Okay.
Anyways, it's been one of those days. We're just kind of here. It's kind of filming. But you know, there's been some highlights of the week.
Yeah.
And since the last time we filmed, sorry guys, it's been 2 weeks.
Yes.
So yeah, I think the biggest thing that we talk about is Taylor Swift owns her Masters. And that's exciting.
It is exciting.
It's amazing.
Now I can listen to Reputation and not feel guilty.
Correct. We were listening to it in the car. Meg's like, oh, I don't think I've heard you really listen to this before. And I was like, yeah, there she finally bought her Masters.
Yeah, because I didn't want to fucking not. Whatever.
I didn't want to be fair, the mic wasn't going to say, but it's just the principle of the matter. The
principle of it.
Because fuck scoot around.
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Also, like, rewatching all the music videos, been fantastic. Works of art.
Yeah.
Especially Look What You Made Me Do. I remember when that dropped and like the world was like, whoa.
It was phenomenal.
It was fucking amazing. I had something else I was going to say. Oh, the TikToks from it, also fantastic. Mm-hmm. One, we clowned so hard.
Yeah.
For Rep TV.
She's not even a third of the way done with it.
She's not even a quarter of the way done
with it. Whatever.
And to be fair, that's valid. Because the homegirl would rather spend $360 million than sing another fucking song about Joe Alwyn again.
I don't blame her.
You know, I don't either. And, like, when I first read her letter, when it was like, I've just not been in the headspace to, like, get there, I was like, huh, that's a little, like, I don't feel like it's that hard in today's age to get mad at anything.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, that's not what she's talking about.
Struggle.
Nev doesn't want to sing King of My Heart about a London boy.
Nah.
That's a big old move.
Don't blame her.
No.
Also, there was no way that she could have made that any better.
Mm-hmm. And she said that too.
It's just a masterpiece.
It is so good.
Yep.
It's so fucking good. What's your favorite song off the album?
Why would you ask me that?
Because we're on a podcast to talk and ask questions?
I don't like that question. It's too hard.
Pick some top songs off the album. I don't know.
I've been really jamming to Getaway Car lately. Mm-hmm. And that's this why we can't have nice things.
Love that.
Always.
So good.
What else have I been listening to? All of them.
All of them.
All of them. Over and over and over.
The album on, yeah.
Literally.
Did you see the video that Angela posted after you announced it? So, like, it's the original video of them writing Getaway. Yeah, and then they're singing it. And everyone, because you can't quite see or hear it, but everyone thinks that instead of "that was the last time you ever saw me," she says "that was the last time you ever stole from me," and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she just threw a rager of a party.
I hope she did too.
She went out with Selena last night. Who never saw it? Selena was fantastic, and so was Taylor, but Selena kind of stole the show.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
Love Selena.
Love those two. Let's go. So I saw the comments in that video, like, of them. And I think it's genius that Taylor Swift needs to do a lipstick collection collab with Selena. and her. That'd be so sick.
We need that.
Oh, I need that in my life. I don't ever wear lipstick, but I need that in my life.
Yeah. Like a lip stain.
Ooh, a good lip stain. She has to use a lip stain for her lips to look that good all the time.
Yeah.
Because
it doesn't budge.
Ever. Well, except for the one time she got all over Travis. Which,
good for her.
Get a girl. Get a girl. Oh. I think what else has happened lately? We had a rager of a party 2 weekends ago. Last weekend, I guess, technically.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend. That's what I'm trying to get out of my head right now.
Yep.
So.
Hated my life the next day.
I just laid on the floor in my own living room and contemplated life.
Yep.
Mike was still drunk. 11 a.m. We went to bed at 4 a.m., guys.
Yeah. I took a nap on the couch outside.
Did you?
The next day.
Oh, I thought you met in our garage, and I was like, what was that?
No, I didn't.
Ah.
Nope, the next day I did, though. It was great.
Oh, I'm so jealous of that. I just need, like, an outdoor patio to take naps on, like you and Kat do. Seems phenomenal.
Yeah, I fell asleep on it last night. We're sitting out there watching a movie.
Andy fell asleep in the hammock, so it's only right that you fall asleep on the couch.
I fell asleep long before him.
Not surprised.
No, me and Waylon like snuggled up and cashed almost immediately.
What time did you guys leave the Jorgensons?
Like right after you?
Mm-hmm. We had a pool party at the Jorgensons yesterday. Shout out to Kat.
Yeah.
And Alex, I suppose.
Somewhat, yeah.
Not as much of a yeah. But a sus, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That, I didn't golf this past week because I had prior commitments.
We got fucked.
We got fucked, and I'm very upset for you. Got an extra point added and caused you to not win the flight.
We would have gotten second, but...
I thought you got second.
No, we got third.
Oh, whoops. Not bad.
Fucking stupid. Big we would have won an extra, like, $25.
Right? Sure, that's a quit.
Yeah.
Doesn't get canceled tomorrow. I'm gonna be really freaking annoyed.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't, too.
The big sad.
Yeah. I want to golf.
I mean, I hope your baseball gets canceled so we can all do shotgun start tomorrow.
That would depend on if Maddox's get canceled too.
Yep. Almost in there. I kind of forgot. He also has it tomorrow.
Yeah. Harvey at 5:30 to 6:30 and Maddox from 7 to 9.
At least you have a 30-minute window.
Yeah, and then Thursday is the same thing, plus sand volleyball. I asked Andy, I was like, when the hell are we going to eat on Tuesday or Thursday?
Snacks.
Like, it's going to be fucking horrible.
I feel bad for you. I ate a Squealer's today. Ooh. For lunch.
We haven't been there to eat in a long time.
Yeah, one of the guys suggested it. We're like, eh, okay. They have really good shrimp tacos, apparently.
Interesting.
I know. And then, two, they're doing, like, a seasonal menu of, like, mm-hmm. extra things, and one of those is an espresso martini. So I told Mike, maybe I will come watch volleyball and just drink espresso. Can you just imagine me sitting out in the sand on the chair with an espresso martini in my hand going, you're doing great! So proud of all of you!
Doing great, sweetie.
You're doing great. I'm gonna bring like the bitchiest shades.
Yes.
Have my hair up. Look nice. And just be like, you're doing great, sweetie. That's my new goal.
Please do it.
Done.
Yes. So excited now.
I'm excited for an espresso martini. As we learned last Friday, those are dangerous to start your night out on. Well, I guess you had cosmos, but
same. Very different, but yeah.
Very wildly different.
But same.
But same.
They both will fuck up your night.
So I got both of those rounds of drinks, right? And I left the same tip. It was the same amount. My credit card was like, we think you got charged twice. And I went, no, I just like espresso martini. It's fine.
It was not fraud.
It was not fraud. I would have liked to say it was, but I did make those charges.
Yep.
Totally fine.
Worth it.
So I told you I have some stuff to bring today. And that's because the TikTok has been TikToking for me. And you remember a couple weeks ago, I sent you a TikTok and it was like, now that you can put photos in the comments, show me your ex.
Yes.
Your crusty, dusty ex. And obviously we can't do that because we want you guys to see it. But it was fantastic.
It was amazing.
It was so good. So I found some with just words that I would like to read to you.
Yay!
The prompt was, describe your ex as a store. Top comment. A Dollar General. Because he didn't have a dollar in general. Ross. Because I settled for less. Guess these are so good. Timu. Because product was way smaller than the description.
Oh, no. Product was not as described.
Didn't work great either, probably.
Yeah.
That's normally how the Timu products work. So it's one of my favorite ones. Amazon Prime, because he comes so fast.
Poor girl.
So sorry, girls. Victoria's Secret, because Victoria was the secret.
Oh, no. Damn.
They're cold, but we're going to keep going. I'm just going to read a bunch of them. Waffle House, open to everyone 24/7. Not the Waffle House.
Ouch.
Forever 21. He has a drinking problem. This is one of my, like, not, it doesn't fit it, but it also does. A store implies that he had something to offer me.
Touche.
Nike, because he just wanted to do it. The Apple Store, all about updates, but never actually changed.
That's a good one.
H&M, because he wanted her and me.
Mmm.
Five Below, it was definitely below five. AutoZone, because he stay gaslighting.
Oh,
that was a little bit farther of a reach, but it was pretty good. GameStop, because he wouldn't stop playing games. I can't disrespect any stores like that. That was another one. Goodwill, he was being used over and over and over again until he wasn't wanted anymore. Toys R Us, childish and always playing.
Oh my god.
R.I.P. Toys R Us. Tommy Hilfiger, because he'll figure out a way to lie about everything and anything.
Oh my god.
Plato's Closet, because he still be in the closet.
Oh, sad.
It's okay to come out. You're safe here. Live your life, homie. This one was a picture of like a small town store. I do have to zoom in because I have horrible eyesight. And it says, bad cock and more.
That's a store? Oh my god.
If you have the last name, Badcock,
Change it.
It's 2025. You don't have to keep your really bad last names anymore, guys.
Oh no.
Definitely not Walmart, because I didn't save money or live better. Hobby Lobby because I thought I could fix him. Not listening. Sheen because I always needed something and he never delivered.
That sucks.
Those are the top ones, but I love the creativity of women roasting so their exes.
Yes.
There's another one. I don't remember if I sent it to you. This was a long time ago, or if I sent it to Shannon, but it was, give me your best comebacks when a man disrespects you. I had so many screenshots from that motherfucker because it was so goddamn good. And I was like, I need to use these.
All of them.
Every day. Just
put them in my head.
Probably mostly Dave, your husband.
Yeah.
I've been throwing a lot of shit this way. But it's deserved, I think.
I agree.
It is. The other, I just sent TikToks to our TikTok for the podcast, and then I just got through that and I read them. The other one that have been really on my algorithm are just like random things, and it's like attendance at so-and-so and like the crazy things. So this was the attendance at my grandma's wake.
Oh no.
One, the entire family, frowny face. My mid-divorced parents. Lots of high noons. Trigger warning on this one. My sexual assaulter. The no contact family. My dad's not so secret gay lovers. Bacardi. Grandkids. Miller Lite. Great grandkids. And grandma's dead body. R.I.P. GG.
Oh my god.
And someone contacted, because she's wearing a very cute outfit and this cute little blazer and a little black dress. And they're like, at least you're styling. And she's like, yeah, because grandma would fucking kick my ass if we didn't. She was a little diva. And it's like, I love that. I love that you had a diva of a grandma. And lots of that. Like, the TikTok has been going exceptionally well for me lately. I've been getting a lot of college softball because we've been watching so much college softball at work.
Fun.
It honestly has been so fucking fun.
I do have a lot of college softball stuff pop up on mine.
There's been some, like, it's really popped off this year.
Yeah.
No one at the office was a fan, and then we just turned it on last Thursday and just watched the entire game. Went to the bar, watched it there, had some drinks. It was a great time.
Worked real hard that day.
Hey, now.
We did our best.
You know, we did work a little that day. Fine, guys. I had other ones saved and now I can't find them, but that's been my TikTok. Oh, and ferrets. I'm on ferret TikTok.
Oh my god.
And I kind of want a ferret now.
What's Mike think of that?
He thinks Lilith will eat it. I think Lilith's too much of a pussy.
I was going to say, I think she might be scared of it.
I think Luffy would honestly be the one we'd have to worry about.
I think he would just be curious. I don't know that he would, like, try to attack it.
Yeah. I'm on ferret TikTok and about all these cute little pet ferrets, and I just can't really want one.
I love that for you.
I know, right? They use a litter box. We already have a couple of them.
Yep.
What more do they need? Little crevices for it to go hide in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I think they love to steal things. So I'm on Tuna TikTok. Tuna the ferret. Wild thing named your ferret.
Yeah.
But she just goes at once a week and she goes to all the hiding spots and pulls out all the stuff that that tuna stole, including her husband's Apple Watch was gone for 2 days. So, I mean, there's that, but...
Fuck it.
What's your TikTok been like lately?
Fucking weird. Random. Not anything really that good. It's been sad.
That's so sad.
Yeah. I'm on food TikTok still.
That's always one of the better places to be.
Yeah.
I love good food TikToks.
But that's about it.
Mm.
Yeah. It needs to update its shit.
Clear the cache, start over again.
Fix my life.
Fix that shit. We've watched a lot of The Circle last week.
We did. We still have
two episodes left.
Yeah.
Let us know if you guys would be interested in watching our reactions, because they're kind of priceless.
Also, this season has been insane.
This season has been wild. I've changed favorites so many times.
So many times.
You hate Kevin.
Yeah. Kay Fern's gotta go.
Kay Fern needs to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Leave.
Yeah.
It's not like he's a malicious person. He's just kind of fucking stupid.
He just drives me insane. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got that super frat boy thing going on, and I just... not a fan.
Yeah. Or he thinks he should be popular, and he's really not that popular.
Yeah.
He's popular one time, he let it get to his head level, and now he's just like, yeah, I'm still so here. It's like, you've been last, or almost last, the last week. They've just been picking off the others, because everyone knows you won't win, and if he does win... I can't. I'll lose my fucking shit.
Throw my beer can at the TV. Hopefully it's empty.
I was gonna be like, one, that's a waste of beer, two, we can't do that to the TV.
No more breaking TVs here.
Should have kept the broken one so you had something to throw things at.
It's true.
Who do you hope wins at this point?
I don't know.
You know?
I've been so back and forth. I kind of almost hope Gianna wins.
I do really like Gianna. I think it's going to be hard for her to stick around. But her and Madeline did kind of sew things back together a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a possibility. I kind of want Deja's also great.
Yeah, she's really stepping up.
She kind of did go from just following her man to just strategizing.
Yeah. It kind of came to a point where she's like, all right, I gotta fucking do something or I'm out.
I think Madeline was so close to playing like a perfect game and then just let her confidence overrun her and decide for her how she was gonna play the game.
Yep.
And she shot herself.
She kind of stopped strategizing. And just went with it and sucked.
And that's not a game you can ever stop strategizing.
Right. I don't know, man.
What I think one of the funniest things would be is I'm waiting for either... I hope Gianna doesn't, go home because it's the twins.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want someone to go visit Gianna if they leave. Because I want them to walk in and go, What the fuck are these two Italian twins doing here? The Jersey Shore in a tiny apartment.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Same.
I need to meet them and party with them.
Yes.
That's like a wonderful thing.
It really does.
What are we going to do once we're done? Because we're probably going to see them.
When's the new Love is Blind come out?
Let's pull up the Google. Did you watch the Minneapolis one?
Yeah.
Do I need to watch it?
Eh. I mean, it's fine. I mean, I liked it.
That's fair.
But a lot of other people, that watched the show normally didn't like it.
Interesting.
Because they're not ever from the Midwest. And so, when Midwest things were happening, because, we're a little different, everyone's like, that's just fucking weird. Why would you do that? Who does those things?
Expected to premiere in September or October.
God, that's so far away.
That's way too far away. I'm trying to think of another one.
But I want to do the thing where you cover the TV.
Yeah, where you... So here's my question. So you cover the TV, obviously, while they're in the pod, so you also don't have, any idea of this. But when they reveal, you then...
Yeah, you can watch the reveal.
Okay, cool. Because that's when it gets really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a Love is Blind board game.
And we watched, as I said before, Last Smosh at home. And mm-hmm. They played.
Oh, God.
Love is Blind. And it's so fucking funny because you can just turn into whatever persona you want.
Right.
And, like, they did it. It was like, I just wish we'd go back the way it was in the pod. And so, like, you keep an even number of you, and, like, you do, like, it's a point system, and you have to get X amount of points to win.
Yeah.
But, like, you can break it off with someone and go to someone else. You can be like, should we leave and, like, go this way? It's so fucking funny. And we need to do, like, a big girls' night sometime and bring that and just play the game.
That sounds awesome, actually.
It looks so fucking funny.
Hell yeah.
I'm all about new board games.
Yeah.
I have a new one coming for us to play this month. They'll be here in, like, a week.
Is it the one you told me about?
Yeah, that Flip 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one will get very rowdy. It's basically a card version of Farkle.
Fuck yeah.
So we can watch our husbands just... I just need one more! I just need one more! And then lose it.
Sounds right.
That sounds pretty normal. But...
Yeah. Trying to think of what else we could watch. What other stupid...
what other dumb fucking shit? Give us your recommendations.
Yeah.
We would love to know what trashy, shitty TV we should watch and report back to you guys.
Yes.
You've seen us enough. You know kind of how we think. What are we going to get into? Because we were... I was screaming at the TV during the circle.
We were both, like, jumping and screaming and grabbing each other.
The two bottles of wine did not help me.
I didn't even have that much. And I was still there with you.
Our husbands came upstairs to find us, and they were like, what the fuck is going on?
After we were screaming.
Like, everything's fine. We're just excited.
Got fucking shocked.
The wild fucking season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy season.
I love it. Yeah. Because the other ones, it's been pretty, like, obvious who's gonna win. And this one has been, I have
no, super back and forth.
No fucking idea who's gonna win any of it.
Yeah. Me and Harvey... watched two more Harry Potters today.
He told me he was so excited that he made it through. That's literally everyone, and I'm blanking on the name. The Prisoner of Azkaban with the wolf, and I was like, "Were you scared?" Nope.
Yeah, he looks at me and goes, "Why was I scared of that before?" And I go, "I don't know, bro. You didn't like it.
You were just a little guy, and he's still a little guy, but he was an even littler guy."
Yeah. So he's watched Chamber of Secrets, Prisoner of Azkaban, and Order of the Phoenix.
Good for him.
The good ones.
Order of the Phoenix is in the good ones?
I like that one. I hate Umbridge.
I just don't like things that make me mad, and that one makes me really mad.
Yeah, touche.
I finished playing the storyline of Lego Harry Potter. That was sick. I'm gonna go back and do all the little fun quests now.
Proud of you.
A little side quest. One of my favorite characters is, oh my gosh. He was the Victor Crumb.
Mm.
It's him and a shark head, and that's it.
Fuck yeah.
He's very strong.
Yeah.
He's just a dude walking around with a shark head, no shirt and pants. I'll just send you a paint. They get wild with how they do the characters
that
on it.
That sounds fucking awesome.
It really is. It's very anticlimactic because they cut so much out of it.
Well, I mean, there's a lot. Like
the final fight scene is not really anything, actually.
That's the best part.
I know, and it was just kind of meh.
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 Idiots.
You could have done better, Lego.
Yeah.
You could have done a lot better. But I still have fun playing it, so it's fine.
As you should.
Yeah. I normally put the movie on, and then I sit there and play it. Mike just goes, "You're so fucking weird." I'm like, "No, I'm not."
And?
Let me live.
Yeah.
Let me do my thing.
Let me live my life.
Let me live my fucking life, dude.
Yeah. I had to.
Oh, it caught me off guard. But that's fine.
That was the goal.
Well, you got it.
Yes.
I feel like we've done more in this past 2 weeks. I feel like we've done so much.
Dude, I'm like exhausted today because my body hasn't had a break in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I slept until 9:30 on Sunday. That's how exhausted I was.
That's awesome.
For context, I normally don't sleep past 8, and so that was kind of wild.
Yeah.
We got the rummage sale coming up this weekend.
Yep.
I need to actually get my ass in gear with that.
Same.
I will say, so we brought those clothes to that Uptown Cheapskate, that new place in town. We brought in 2 giant totes and then 1 normal size tote. They took about a normal size tote worth, gave us the rest back, but for that, they gave us $100.
That's not bad.
I thought that was pretty decent.
Better than Plato's would have been.
I'm not going to even attempt to go to Plato's.
Yeah.
Because you just hear such awful things about it. I do think I'm going to try Style Encore.
Yeah, worth it.
Worth it, and then we'll go from there. It's just because it's so hard to sell clothes, I feel like, nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to try to sell some at the rummage sale?
I have some, like, dresses and stuff that I am going to get rid of. That's because I don't fit into them, and don't really care if I ever do.
Valid as hell.
But I think that's pretty much it. Maybe a couple pairs of shorts here and there. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, I don't have the energy to go through that many clothes.
Yeah. And normally I keep all the boys' clothes because they go down to Jackson. So.
That's really handy. Okay. Scoot them off too, so you don't have to leave with it anymore.
Yeah.
I love that.
No, I need to go through so much shit though. And I just don't want to.
That is my plan when we get home tonight, is to start going through the totes of, like, actual stuff and start writing prices down.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that after I meet up with Tyson tomorrow.
Bye.
Getting paid.
Ooh, ooh. Money, money, money. So glad you caught on to that and finished it. It was a little weird. I was like, is she gonna? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. You're welcome.
Great minds think alike around here, so, you know, it is what it is.
You're welcome. Ugh, done so much power washing in the last few days.
What are you power washing?
Dude, we cleaned up the old Blackstone. Sold it.
I totally forgot you guys had 2 Blackstones, and I was like, huh? And then I was like, oh yeah, the camper one.
Yep. I took apart, didn't really fully take it apart, but I somewhat took apart the air conditioning unit.
Oh, wow.
And cleaned that out.
Damn.
Because our house was 72 today, and it was set at 65.
Oh, shit.
I was fucking pissed. I was sweating.
I would be so fucking annoyed.
Yeah. So I did that, and it helped. Cleaned Andy's golf shoes.
What a nice wife.
I know. You know, just all sorts of shit lately.
I need you to tell me again how to strip hats, because Mike has a pile of hats that are just disgusting, and while I'm not looking forward to it, I'm also kind of looking forward to it.
Dude, it's so satisfying.
I just want to see the nastiness.
Yeah.
You gotta send me that. I don't know how to do that.
Okay. I should probably do some of Andy's too. And mine. Just throw a bunch of shit in there.
I had a work hat that I wore on some golf, what's that called? Golf tournament. I can't think of the word tournament for fuck's sake. But I sweat in that hat so much. I thought it was dirty. No, I bleached it.
with my fucking sweat. And I was like, yeah, it's just getting tossed. That's so disgusting.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'm getting a branded actual golf hat, so hopefully that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I realized that I had to move my hats because the lovely Lilith destroyed two of my hats because she likes to lay in them.
What a con.
She makes biscuit and then she tears them off.
What a jerk.
She's kind of the worst. I love her, but she's kind of the fucking worst.
Fucking cats.
Fucking cats. It's dead into it.
Damn it.
What are you going to do though, you know?
I don't know. Probably take a shower and go to sleep. It's my answer to life right now.
I know. I have something going on every day this week. Again.
Same.
We're thriving.
Yeah.
Yay.
I have to deal with a fucking 7-year-old birthday party.
Yay. Let me know what you need help with.
Can I get a new... No, never mind. I was going to say, can I get a new kid?
I don't know. There's probably some movie where that happened. I don't know. Call Disney, not me.
Hey, yo, send me a new kid.
Hey, yo, we're making a new movie. I get a new kid.
And y'all fuck off.
Yeah.
And pay me for it.
Yeah.
Nah, I like Harvey. He's just a butthole sometimes.
It's kind of the story of your family.
Yeah.
It's fine. Keeps life interesting, you know?
For the most part, it really does.
Yeah, it really does. We'd be bored without him. That's not true.
That's
not even close.
You know, I think that sometimes, and then same thing. No, that's not true.
It's like, I've met all of us. That's so not true.
Like, to sometimes just the thought will go through my head. God, my life would be so boring without these guys. And then I'm like, no, it wouldn't.
Because...
be really fucking fun.
Because then when your parents have them, we're never bored.
Yeah. It'd be a little more lonely.
A little more lonely.
I'd probably be able to poop by myself.
That sounds so awful. You don't get
without
that.
One of them going, Mom! Harvey did this! Waylon started it!
Oh my gosh, they're in that phase so much right now.
So bad.
The siblings are sibling. Hardcore.
Ugh, hardcore.
To be fair, I have the cats at our bathroom door. And, like, it's a sliding door, so sometimes Lilith will get her paw, and I'll just see her toe beans like this, and I'm like, can I not have a moment of peace in this house?
No. No, you cannot.
Mike, since he's working at our house now, he has to keep the office shut because Luffy, like, will just come lay on his keyboard. Even if he'll sit there and love him, then he's like, nope, he'll get over dead. So he's had to lock him out, and he's like, I'll just see the paws come underneath the door.
Your cats are ridiculous.
They're insane. Mike's mom, well, mom, dad, and aunt were over at the house yesterday for a bit, and Luffy knows that Kim loves him so much, so he just, like, sits there like a blob in her arms, just like, love me, grandmother.
What a jerk.
And you have Dennis that wants nothing to do with cats. And I was like, that might be the only grandchild you get, so you might want to learn to
love him.
Love him. He just wants to be loved. He likes Lilith more, because Lilith doesn't like him either.
Yeah, Lilith is like, me, stay away.
Nope. Going back to my hiding spot. No humans for me.
Yeah. That's Ellen for the most part. Till she bitch slaps you across the face.
Yep.
While you're loving her.
Yep. We have a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You
gotta have at least one of those in your life, you know?
Yeah. It's current. with her.
It's strong with her.
It's my damn cat.
It's all cats for you, though. Yeah. Maybe you guys need a ferret.
Maybe we need no animals.
Also fair.
Sick of taking care of one more thing.
You're not wrong.
Damn kids. Damn cats.
Damn husbands.
Damn husbands.
Let's throw them in this too. Love y'all.
Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever like she did.
It's not like they watch this anyway, so no. Fine.
Ugh.
And on that note, I think I'm ready for my shower.
On that note, I might go take some allergy meds and go to sleep.
Sounds like such a wonderful time.
Hopefully.
Maybe.
Yeah!
Alright, guys, well.
Till next time.
Till next time.
Cheers.
Bye.